Greetings to you, brothers and sisters from Grace Church.
弟兄姊妹平安。
And I want a warm, special welcome to our guests as well who have traveled from overseas to this conference. I know that a lot of them are sitting there.
亦都特別去歡迎我們在座的嘉賓，尤其是從海外來到參加今天的差傳聯會的，我們很感恩可以有你同我們一起去參加今年的差傳聯會，亦都特別歡迎在線上參與我們的差傳聯會的弟兄姊妹。
As you have seen on the screen, the theme for this year's conference is See, I'm doing a new thing based on Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19.
咁咧，今年差傳會嘅主題咧就係看啊，我要做一件新事，就係喺以賽亞書第43章第19節嗰度講到嘅。
I hope it's working. Okay. We are facing a new mission landscape.
咁咧，我哋而家咧係面對一個新嘅宣教嘅。
As the center of gravity of global Christianity has shifted to the majority world,
咁咧基督教嘅中心就从全球北方咧就去转向全球嘅南方。
Back in 1900, more than 90% of all the Christians in the world lived in the global north, that is Europe and North America.
咁喺1900年嘅时候咧，就超过80%嘅基督徒咧，佢哋系住喺全球的北边的。
By last year, that is 2025, that figure has fallen to 31%.
但是在2025年，即是上年呢，这个数字已经下降到 31% 了。
And according to our latest estimates, it will drop further to 17% by 2075.
根據我們的最新的統計的估計，它會是在2075年那裡就會持續去下降至
17%。
但是相反的，南邊就越來越多的增長。
Africa has approximately 750 million Christians, Africa。
咁咧，譬如話咧，就喺南非咧，就有大概754,000人嘅基督徒。
And similar trends can be seen in Asia and Latin America.
咁我哋喺亞洲啦，同埋北美咧，亦都唔係喺南美洲咧，亦都見到拉丁美洲咧，都見到咁樣嘅趨勢。
Fresh and powerful ways.
咁我哋見到咧，神係帶一個新嘅宣教。趨勢帶嚟一個新嘅宣教趨勢。
So just as the Lord reminded Isaiah and his people that in the past he led the people out of Egypt, making a way through the sea.
就好似當時神去提醒以賽亞同埋佢嘅人民，過往佢點樣去帶領佢哋出埃及。
Them out of exile in Babylon.Not through the sea, but by making a way in the wilderness.
而佢咧當時咧亦都要帶佢哋去出離開呢個嘅巴比倫國，去到曠野當中去做一去開一條新嘅路俾佢哋。
God exhorts his people not to dwell in the past, but to remain relevant and to be fit for God's purpose in new contexts and challenges.
神係要佢嘅人民唔係去活喺過去，而係去繼續去。為前面的路去學習去預備。
2026 Grace Church Mission Convention, we will once again catch God's vision.
我好期盼喺今年2026年嘅呢個差傳聯會，環堂嘅差傳聯會，我哋可以再一次去找緊神嘅意象。
And seeing how He continues to fulfill His unchanging purpose, but in fresh and new ways, so that all the peoples on earth and all nations.May fear him and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我哋更加去睇见神系点样喺万变嘅世代当中去完成佢不变嘅使命，用一啲新嘅方法去让更多嘅国家、更多嘅民族去认识佢。
There will be three talks.
咁咧，我哋就会有嚟紧呢三个嘅 培靈會。
So the first talk is tonight, Friday and Saturday and Sunday service.
咁就係今晚啦、聽日啦同埋星期日嘅主日崇拜。
第一個講座。The first talk is a new society transformation by the gospel.
咁第一個講座咧就係今日啦，就係福音使命新嘅群體。
New connection, the working of the Holy Spirit.
明天的讲座就是讲到圣灵临在新的动力。
And the third talk on Sunday is a new opportunity taking risks for God.
那星期日的呢 我们的主题呢就是会讲到为主冒险新的契机。
New community based on the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and 2.
那今天我想透过以弗所书第一、第二章去讨论新的群体。
Now, throughout history, the book of Ephesians has a profound impact upon many Greek theologians and Bible scholars.
咁過去咁多年嘅教會歷史啦，以弗所書係對於好多嘅神學家同埋佢哋係有好大嘅影響嘅。
Deeply inspired by this message.
好多人都被以弗所書去深深咁樣去啟發。
Now, John Stott, Reverend John Stott, wrote a commentary on the book of Ephesians.
咁咧，佢咧就有寫咗一個以弗所書嘅一個嘅解經。
I saw a new world. Everything was new. I had a new outlook, new experiences, new attitudes to other people. Jesus Christ became the center of everything. I have been quickened. I was alive.
咁咧，佢喺呢個嘅本書當中就寫到，我見到一個新的世界，全部東西都是新的，有新的眼界，新的體驗，對待別人也都有新的態度，耶穌基督是一切的中心，我被驅趕，我是活著的。他也有一句很有動力的一句話。
For the sake of the glory of God and the evangelization of the world, the church is God's new society.
为了神的荣耀和福音遍传，教会就是神所赐新的群体。
Well, why is this important?
这个为什么这么重要呢？
We may be talking about missions all the time.
我们可能经常都会讲到宣教啦、差传啦。
We may be holding mission conferences every year.
可能我们年年都有差传年会。
But we must remember that God has not entrusted the mission mandate to any group or any organization.
但我们要谨记，神不是将这个的差传使命去交托给任何一个的群体。
People, that is the church.
他是特别去拣选他的子民，即是教会。
No other group has been given this mission mandate.
冇其他嘅群體係受到呢個嘅差傳嘅使命。
So we as a church have both the privilege and responsibility.
所以我哋係好榮幸係有呢個嘅責任。
Now let me share with you a personal story about the book of Ephesians.
咁咧，我都想同大家分享下我對於以弗所書嘅一個嘅故事。
1977 was a very important year for me.
咁1977年對我嚟講咧係一個好特別嘅一年。
I was not yet a Christian.
當時我仲未成為基督徒。
I was a first year medical student in Sydney, Australia.
咁咧，我係就喺Sydney 嗰度咧，就係喺澳大利亞去讀醫學。
To join a Bible study group.
咁咧，我咧就當時咧就被邀請去參加一個查經小組。
First books we study was the book of Ephesians.
當時其中一本第一卷讀嘅查嘅經咧就係以弗所書。
And I was fascinated by this book.
我好被呢卷書卷去吸引。
Now this study group, we met again 20 years later.
咁喺二十年
，we met again.
咁二十年後咧，我哋呢個查經小組咧又再一次聚埋一齊。
After 20 years.
咁過咗二十年啦。
Every member of the group said to me.
咁咧，個當時嘅小組個個都同我講。
They say, Patrick.We thought you would never become a Christian.
佢就話：哇，浩流，我冇諗到你會變成一個基督徒。
You were stubborn and arrogant.
你好硬頸。
And the look, they looked at me intently waiting for a response from me.
佢哋個個咧都喺度望住我，等我有一個回應。
And I replied calmly.
咁咧，我好平靜咁樣去回答。
I say yes, that was me. That was me.
係啊，嗰個真係係我嚟噶。
But God did not give up on me.
但係神冇放棄我。
And neither did you.
而你亦都冇放棄我。
God changed my life.
神嘅話改變咗我嘅生命。
I owe it to the book of Ephesians.
就係從呢本嘅以弗所書去開始。
Understand and experience, you know, through the study of the book, the transforming power of the gospel and God's mandate to the church for global mission.
就係透過以弗所書，我去開始明白同埋經歷福音嘅改變性嘅能力，亦都明白神對教會嘅呢份嘅宣教嘅使命。
Before we go into the details of chapter one, let us first understand the context of the book. The context.
咁我哋喺睇第一章之前，我哋去明白下佢哋當時嘅呢個嘅背景，以弗所書嘅背景。
Now Paul did not write this letter as a preparation for a theological lecture.
咁咧，保罗唔系写呢封信咧，去做一个嘅神学嘅一个嘅教导，一个嘅
He was not writing for a sermon to be delivered.
讲座，佢唔系为咗要写一个嘅一篇讲道啦。
Trying to speak at a mission conference like Grace Church, no.
亦都唔系去为咗今日呢个嘅差传联会去分享
Chapter 3, verse 1,
讲座。
I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ. He was a prisoner under the Roman Emperor Nero. Prisoner.
咁我哋喺经文当中，我哋见到佢当时咧系坐紧监嘅。佢系喺尼禄王嘅手下咧系做系坐紧监嘅。
He was in prison.
佢当时喺监里面。
Probably have never experienced prison before. I trust not.
我相信我哋当中咧冇乜边个咧系坐过监。
You may have visited a prison, maybe.
可能你有去探去監獄裏面探過人啦。
Small glimpse of what prison is like as a child.
咁我仲好細個嘅時候咧。
In primary two.
咁我好細個小二嘅時候咧，我就有一次好似坐監咁樣嘅經歷。
I misbehaved in music class.
咁咧，我上音樂堂嘅時候咧，就唔聽話。
The teacher probably was in a very bad mood, and she said this.
咁當時咧，我嘅老師可能咧嗰日佢心情好差，就同我咁樣講啦。
Go and stand outside the teacher's office until 6 p.m.
你去罰企啦，喺老師嘅辦公室外面咧就罰企到今晚嘅六點。對我嚟講咧，就好似坐緊監咁啦。
Every teacher who passed, walked past, saw me standing there.
個個經過嘅老師都見到我咧，俾人罰企。
I felt really ashamed, did not know where to look.
我覺得咧好慚愧，好冇面，都唔知望邊度好，好想跑走。
想走走唔甩啊！
想走走唔甩。
想跑也跑不掉，對嘛 ？But Paul was not like that. He was not ashamed.
但係咧，保羅就唔係咁樣，佢係冇羞恥。
Now we are not certain where Paul was. Probably in Rome.
我哋唔系好确定当时嘅保罗系喺边度。
Confined in a small prison cell.
可能咧佢系喺罗马啦，咁佢系喺一个好细嘅监仓里面。
What was remarkable was this: his mind and heart, they were not confined.
但系咧，我哋好清楚见到咧，佢嘅心、佢嘅思想唔系被捆绑住。
Eternity.
佢哋系逗留喺永恒。
Paul in prison caught a vision from eternity to eternity. That was his vision.
当时他见到一个异象，是从 过去至到未来，从永恒到永恒。
There is the eternity past, the past.
就是永恒的过去，过去的永恒。
He chose us in Christ before the creation of the world.
就如神从创立世界之前
astounding. Before we knew God, He knew us. Before creation, He chose us for a purpose.
在基督里面拣选了我们，使我们在祂面前成为圣洁。这个是一件很惊人的事情，因为我们在认识神之前，祂已经认识我们。在创造我们之前，祂已经拣选了我们。
Even we are aware of it.
我哋仲未知道我哋自己有咩意义嘅时候，我哋已经系为咗呢个神创造我哋嘅意义咧而存在。另外，亦都有一个永恒嘅将来。
To be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment to bring unity of all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
要照所安排嘅喺日期满足嘅时候，使天上地下一切所有嘅都喺基督里面。同归于一。
So Paul's mind traveled from creation, that is eternal past, to eternal future.
保罗嘅思想系从永恒到永恒。
And that's why in the future God will accomplish His purpose by bringing all things under Christ.
所以神系会去完成佢嘅目的嘅，系会将。一切天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，所以宣教是永远是面向未来的。
Writing history, his story. If you know the word history, God is writing his story, history.
在创作历史的时候，神是在写他的故事。
Now, not just the past and the future. What about the present?
咁但系我哋唔单止系讲到过去啦，亦都讲到将来啦。咁现在咧
？In chapter 1:5, it says adoption to sonship to be holy and blameless.
咁咧喺第一章第五节嗰度就讲到预定我哋藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
We have received a new identity as God's children in Christ.
我哋接受咗一个新嘅一个嘅身份。
While Paul sat in this small prison cell, his heart and mind inhabited in eternity.
咁虽然咧，保罗嘅身体系喺呢个嘅监仓里面，但系佢嘅思想、佢嘅心系喺永恒当中。
Now, some of you know this person very well, Wang Mingdao 先生。
咁咧，可能我哋当中咧都有啲人好认识呢位嘅传教士，就系王明道。咁喺1950年嘅时代咧，佢系一个好出名嘅一个传教士。佢咧好积极咁样去传讲福音。
Because he was faithful in preaching the word, he was in prison from 1955 until 1980.
因为他这么热诚地去分享福音，去传讲福音，他在1950年至1980年就被困在监牢里面。当他
visited him in his little apartment in Shanghai，
当他出放咗监之后咧，有很多嘅外国人去到他在上海的居所嗰度去探望他，包括葛培里。
Now,Wang Mingdao had a habit of inviting his visitors to sing with him and worship God together. That's great.
咁王明道咧，佢咧就好中意咧，就邀请佢啲客人咧同佢一齐去唱诗赞美神。
But the foreigners usually were very nervous because Wang Mingdao sang so loudly that people 2 blocks away could hear him sing.
但系咧，佢啲客人咧通常就好紧张啊，因为咧，王明道佢会唱得好大声，咁咧就算住。即系住到好远啊，两条街咁远咧，都会听到佢唱紧歌。
Are you not afraid of being put back in prison again？
佢啲客人咧都会问：，你唔惊再被困入监度咩
？But he say, well, I could sing and worship God while I was in prison. Now I am out of prison. How much more can I sing and worship God？
咁佢话。尚且我喺监仓里面，我尚且可以去唱诗赞美神。我而家出咗嚟啦，我更加唔需要去惧怕。
I have been chosen before the creation of the world。
我系被拣选去赞美称颂神嘅。
Like Paul, Wang Mingdao peered into eternity。
就好似保罗咁样，王明道佢系活喺永恒。
Now, in comparison, how often our mind focuses on the immediate, on all the problems we are facing now?
相比之下，我哋系好多时候，我哋都系去谂而家、现在。
We are so occupied by the current problems.
我哋好多时候，我哋嘅思想都被呢啲而家我哋嘅需要、我哋迫 迫切的需要去困扰。
And yet, Paul's testimony helps us to understand the vision of from eternity to eternity.
但是呢，保罗的这个异象呢，去让我们明白到从永恒到永恒这样的事情。
It is breathtaking that Paul expresses this grand vision of past, present, and future in one long sentence, actually, all the way from verse 3 to verse 14 in Greek. It's one long sentence.
咁喺希利原文当中咧，系一件好好神奇嘅事情，因为咧，保罗系将呢段永恒到永恒，包括现在咧，系用一个呢个异象咧，系用一句好长嘅一句话去讲嘅。咁我哋咧就继续咧去睇第一章啦。
To study a bit more details of chapter one.
咁我哋咧就去睇以弗所书第一章。
Once you get into Ephesians, you cannot escape the centrality of Christ in Paul's letter. Centrality.
咁我哋喺以弗所书当中咧，我哋系睇到咧保罗呢卷书信里面耶基督系中心嘅。
Just in the first two verses, three times Paul mentioned Jesus Christ. Three times.
咁咧就喺第一到第三節當中咧，都已經提到三次嘅耶穌基督。
Verse three, Paul again mentions Jesus Christ, Jesus who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ.
佢喺基督裏曾賜俾我哋天上各樣屬靈嘅恩賜。
So Christ is at the very center.Of the good news we proclaim.
So, 基督咧系喺我哋所传扬嘅福音当中嘅中心。
So, when I read this, I need to ask myself: Is my ministry, my activity, and everything that Grace Church does, is it truly Christ-centered and Christ-honoring, or is it simply about Grace Church?
So, 我哋睇呢段嘅经文嘅时候，我哋要去问自己。我哋嘅事工啦，我哋所做嘅，我哋教会所做嘅，系咪真系以神为中心？系咪喺度荣耀神？定系关净系去俾我哋自己去忙碌咧
？Christ honouring, there's a big difference.
我哋要去问自己，我哋系咪真系去热心去做基督以基督为中心咧
？Is not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all.
咁戴德生曾經話：如果基督唔係全然嘅主，佢就全然唔係主。
Now Paul referred that Christ has blessed us with every spiritual blessing。
咁保羅咧就講到咧，就講到基督已經將天上各樣嘅屬靈福氣賜俾我哋。
Three aspects。
咁咧就有三方面。
First, God chose us.
神系拣选咗我哋。
I mentioned before, He chose us before the creation of the world.
佢系喺从就如神从创立世界以前，佢就喺基督里面拣选咗我哋。咁多年嚟咧，好多嘅神学家咧，佢哋都喺度讨论呢样拣选呢件事情啦。
But what Paul refers to here is the importance of election. We are elected as an incentive to holiness.
咁咧，但我哋呢度咧要好清楚见到咧，就系拣选咧，就系要让我哋喺佢面前成为圣洁。
So the church is set apart to be holy for God.
我哋系被拣选要成为圣洁嘅。
We must uphold God's standard and defend them.
我哋要紧紧去贴近神嘅呢个嘅标准。
What it means is this: we must not remain silent when we see God's standard being eroded.
所以我哋喺见到神嘅神嘅要求被
Many of you knew this story. 可能 over 100 years ago，
面对唔到嘅时候，我哋咧就好多，我哋就唔可以去安静嘅。
Britain was selling opium to China.
咁喺超過100年前咧，咁喺鴉片戰爭嘅當中咧，中國咧就受到好大嘅挫折。
Hudson Taylor wrote an open letter and criticised his own government。
咁咧，戴德生咧，佢咧就當時咧就寫咗一封信去批評佢自己國家嘅政府。
He said, "We feel that England is morally responsible for every ounce of opium now sold in China."
佢話英國係有責係要對每一份嘅呢個鴉片咧，係中國嘅鴉片咧，就要去為此去負責任嘅。因為咧，呢個嘅鴉片嘅呢個嘅交易咧，係讓英國嘅基督教信仰咧係變成係冇誠意嘅。而呢樣嘅工作咧，係讓到宣教工作喺中國嘅宣教工作咧，係真係好大嘅挫折。
We can be talking about mission。
咁我哋好多時候咧係可以講差傳。
We can be talking about mission all the time。
我哋可以時時刻刻不斷咁樣喺度講差傳。
But there is no biblical mission without biblical ethics, and there is no biblical mission without biblical holiness。
冇以聖經為基礎嘅倫理，就冇以聖經為基礎嘅宣教使命；冇以聖經為基礎嘅聖潔，就冇以聖經為基礎嘅宣教使命。
我們的信仰不應該只是有宣教，應該也要。
Not only proclaim, but demonstrated.
我哋唔单止要去宣告，但系我哋要去以行动去做出嚟。
Verbal, but also visual.
我哋唔可以净系讲而唔去俾人看见。
You want to read more? You read Reverend Chaw's article. That is the article he wrote in the Mission Handbook.
咁我都好鼓励你哋去读蔡牧师喺今年嘅差傳聯會嘅手冊當中所寫嘅嗰篇文章。
In 1900, there was the Boxer Rebellion.
咁喺1900年咧，就有義和團嘅呢個嘅事件。
The China Inland Mission lost 58 missionaries and 21 children, died within 3 months. They were murdered, killed.
咁當時嘅中國內地會咧，有58位嘅宣教士同埋21位嘅小朋友咧，佢哋咧就喺當中係喪命。
At the end of the incident,
咁喺事件嘅結束
，make a decision would shock everybody, shock everyone.
咁咧，當時嘅中國內地會咧就做咗一個好驚人嘅一個決定。
They decided not to enter any claim for compensation against the Qing government.
佢哋咧決定咧唔要去追討任何嘅賠償。
Even if offered, they would not accept the compensation.
就算當時嘅政府要去有俾任何嘅賠償，佢哋決定唔要去接受。
And the governor of the Shanxi province wrote a public letter to thank the China Inland Mission.
咁咧，當時嘅省政府咧，佢哋亦都寫咗封信去多謝中國內地會。
It's a very long letter, but basically it says this.
咁咧係一篇好長嘅一封信。
Gentry, scholars, army and people, those of you who are fathers, exhort your sons, and those of you who are elder sons to exhort your younger brothers to bear in mind the example of the China Inland Mission to forbear and forgive as taught by Jesus. Now this person was not a believer, even not a Christian.
咁咧就講到咧，父免其子，兄免其弟，居以何功为鉴？遵依耶稣所悔之忍让宽恕。咁写呢篇信嘅文告嘅人咧，佢唔系一个基督徒嚟嘅。
Known for his commitment to mission by mission and mission target。
咁咧，我希望咧。韦恩堂唔单止系因为佢哋嘅宣教工作，因为你哋嘅宣教工作而喺教会当中被人认识。
Will be marked by compassion, kindness, forgiveness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We declare and display Christ together.
但系咧，希望咧，我哋教会都系俾人有一个都见到我哋系有爱心啦。有谦卑，有温柔，去原谅嘅一间教会。
We have received redemption。
咁我哋咧亦都知道咧，我哋咧系喺基督里 有天上各样属灵的福气。
A lot to those people in those days when Paul wrote the letter.
咁咧喺保罗嘅时代当中咧，咁样嘅一个讲法咧，系一个好有意义，系对当时嘅人系好有意义嘅。
In Rome, there were 2 million slaves, had no privilege, no status.
咁当时，咁当时咧喺罗马当中咧就有200万嘅呢个嘅奴隶，佢哋系冇自由啦，冇身份啦。
And yet, as they come to know the Lord, they regain that identity in Christ. They were nobody in the society, but yet in Christ, they are the children of God. That's what happened. Redeem. That's what it means.
但系咧，保罗同佢哋讲，佢哋因为佢哋信基督嘅时候，佢哋就有一个新嘅身份，佢哋就变成神嘅，佢哋就成为神嘅儿女。
I thank the Lord for many missionary workers serving among the vulnerable.
我好感恩，我哋当中有好多嘅宣教士，佢哋喺一啲
贫
苦嘅
working in a mental hospital
当中去服侍。咁当中我知道有一位姊妹咧，佢就喺一个嘅精神病院当中咧去侍奉。
Now many local people were surprised. They say nobody wants to work in this hospital. The environment is so difficult, and the people there.Are not normal. They are psychiatric patients.
好多當地嘅人咧就問佢啦：，哇，做咩你會喺呢度做工啊？好多人都唔想喺呢度做工嘅喎，因為呢度嘅環境咧好困難，呢度啲人咧亦都有精神病啦，都唔係正常人嚟嘅。點解你會想喺呢度侍奉咧
？And she replied.
咁佢就話啦
：，Everyone is made in the image of God.
我哋人人咧都系按照神嘅形象做嘅
，dignity and honor that God gives them，
亦都有神所赐嘅呢份嘅荣耀。
I want them to experience the dignity and honor God has given them。
我想佢哋可以去感受到神所赐俾佢哋嘅呢份嘅荣耀。
We are redeemed。
咁我哋咧系被拣选。
And God taught me a very important lesson as well. I was serving in the mission field.
咁我當時咧喺宣教工場嗰陣時咧，就學到一個好大嘅一個嘅功課。
We had the opportunity to serve in South Thailand for a few months. South Thailand.
咁咧喺1989年嘅時候，我同太太咧就可以去到泰國南部嘅嗰度咧，就去有個短期嘅侍奉。
We ran mobile medical clinics in different villages.
咁我哋就去咗唔同嘅村庄嗰度咧，就去有呢啲嘅医护站啦。
Why are we there? Because there were many patients who suffer from leprosy.
咁当中有好多人咧，佢哋咧就有大麻风病。
And of course, we didn't learn the Malay language, so we can't do very much because we didn't speak the language.
咁因為我哋唔熟悉當地嘅語言啦，所以我哋都唔可以做啲乜嘢嘢。
Doctor assigned me and say, "Okay, Patrick, you don't know the language. Just do one thing, help me."
咁咧，當時嗰度嘅負責人咧就同我講：啊，你唔識我哋嘅語言咧，咁不如咁啦，你幫我做一件事情。
Because so many patients, help them to line up, queue up, so they can wait to see the doctor. So you do the job to line them up.
因为有咁多嘅病人，你就帮我去安排佢哋去好好咁样去排队啦，去维持秩序。
So I did that faithfully. I did the job.
咁我咧就好好专心咁样去做呢件事情啦。
But patient did something very special.
但系就有一个病人咧就做咗一件好特别嘅事情。
He stepped back and gave a space in front of me.
佢咧，咁我行到去嗰度咧，佢就褪后去留个位俾我。
I was surprised. I said, "Why are you giving the space?"
诶，我就好惊讶啦。诶，点解你会褪后留个位俾我咧
？I was a patient myself.
诶，原来佢以为我都系一个病人。
Oh, you can jump the queue. I let you come in front.
佢就啊，你嚟啦，你嚟啦，你企我前面啦，俾你睇医生先啦。
You know, I didn't say it because I didn't know the language, but inside I was speaking.
我虽然冇讲出嚟，但系我心里面就咁谂。
I'm not the patient. I'm the doctor.
我都唔系病人，我系医生。
I'm not the one that is sick. You are sick.
病嗰个唔系我，系你。
But one more thing that was more disturbing.
但係有一樣嘢我喺度有一樣我其中一個嘅思想就更加嘅困擾。
But you have leprosy.
唔潔淨嘅唔係我，係你。
I still remember that night when I went home. It was heavy rain. It was thunderstorm. We went home. I cried before God. I said, "Lord, forgive my sins."
我好記得當晚係落緊好傾盆嘅大雨嘅，我就翻到屋企，我喊住去求神去寬恕，饒恕我。
Running hundreds of mission conferences.
我哋可以去舉辦好多嘅宣教差傳年會。
But my heart could be very wrong and far away from God, from God's purpose.
但我的心是可以很光眼，可以是很远离神的。
They are redeemed just as we are redeemed. They could be saved just as we could be saved by God's grace.
他们是被拯救的一个族群，也就好像我们被拯救一样。
Now, because of time, I must move on.
因为时间的关系，我会继续去讲。
Now, having explored the spiritual blessings in Christ, we will now go into the part to a new community in Christ. That's the theme of this year's conference, right? A new community.
咁咧，我哋而家咧就讲一个基督里嘅新群体。
In verse 11 and 12, remember that formerly you are Gentiles by birth, uncircumcised.Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, verse 13, but now in Christ, you who were once far away have been brought near. This is important. Brought near, brought close.
咁咧就喺十一节嗰度就讲到咧，你哋从前按肉体系外邦人，系称为没受割礼嘅。这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上受称为受割礼。之人所棄嘅，咁喺十三節嗰度咧就講到咧，如果你喺基督裏靠住佢嘅血，已經得親近了。咁喺十一到十二節、十三節嗰度咧，見到咧其實係個講嘅講法係好唔同嘅。
That in chapter one。
咁喺第一章裏面咧就講到咧係好多你。
But chapter two。Is we and us. Paul is including the Gentiles together. We are one together in Christ.
但系喺第二章里面咧，就好多嘅我哋啦，我哋呢个嘅用词啦。英文就系用到 we， 用到 us。
Mentioned just now, the word brought near is so important. Brought near.
咁喺第一章第十三节嗰度咧，就讲到咧得亲近，呢个系一个好重要嘅一个词。外邦人系被是可以親近神。
What it means to be brought near at a interesting at a medical conference, not mission, medical conference.
咁咧，我就想同大家分享一個嘅經歷，就係我最近參加一個醫學嘅一個嘅大會。
Many doctors and health professionals were there. Many doctors. This is a doctors' conference.
咁咧，呢個係一個醫生嘅一個醫學嘅大會啦。咁當然咧，就有好多嘅醫生啊喺嗰度啦。
Coffee and tea and some food, right?
咁當時咧就有一個嘅tea break 啦，就有好多人喺度攞緊佢哋嘅食物啦，同埋咖啡。
And then I heard one staff speaking quite loudly to a cleaner. A cleaner.
咁咧，我就聽到一個嘅員工咧，就好大聲咁樣同一個清潔工人講。
And she say, "The food is only for the doctors."
佢話食物咧就係淨係俾啲醫生嘅啫。
Obviously, the cleaner was a bit hungry and wanted to eat something, right?
咁咧，好明顯咧，當時呢個嘅清潔工人咧，佢咧就有啲肚餓，想食啲嘢。
Some food but was stopped by the staff.
咁咧，佢就攞咗啲食物啦，但系咧就俾呢个嘅员工咧就阻止咗。
I tried to hand him my plate, but before I could reach him, he already had gone. He looked embarrassed and rejected.
我想俾佢我手上嘅嗰碟嘅食物，但系我喺拎俾佢之前咧，佢就已经跑走咗啦，好唔好意思，好尴尬咁样走咗。
Outsider, but yet you stand in the crowd as an outsider.
咁系虽然你企喺人群当中，但系仍然系一个群外人是一个怎样的意思呢？
But God is challenging my attitude.
我们可以经常都讲差传、讲宣教、讲传福音，但是我们自己心里面是怎么想呢？
What is people of other race, other social groups?
我对其他人的态度是怎样？
Is it shaped by education, social status, ethnicity, or somebody's traumatic past?
是不是看人家的教育水平、啊、是不是看他们的社会地位、啊哪个族群来的，他们是什么的背景。
When I prepared this message, I asked myself one question.
当我在预备这篇的讲章的时候，我就问我自己一个问题。
I asked myself, is Grace Church an inclusive church?
华恩堂是不是一个可以包容其他群体的一间教会呢？
包容性高不高的一个教会？ Reaching out to those often neglected.
我们是不是一个包容性高不高的一间教会呢？可不可以接纳那些被轻视的一些人？
You and we, but only we.
我们不再是你和我，而是我们。
The Lord taught me about the we.When we serve in Pakistan,
咁咧，当我喺巴基斯坦嘅时候咧，神就教导我哋呢个我哋 we 呢个嘅功课。
And during the fourth year of our term there, Jenny became pregnant, my wife, and we were very excited.
咁咧，当时咧系我哋喺巴基斯坦侍奉嘅第四年啦，我太太咧就第一次怀孕。
But during the tenth week of the pregnancy, we realized that something was wrong. Something is not right.
但是在第十周的时候，我们就发现，诶，有啲嘢唔系咁对劲喎。
We know that, you know, something is wrong, so she miscarried.
咁我哋知道咧，咁佢当时咧就小产啦，流血小产。
And we were sad, we were devastated.
咁我哋当时咧就好沮丧，好伤心。
And then during that week, a brother, a Pakistani brother, came to see me.
咁、那、嗰個禮拜咧，就有一位巴基斯坦嘅弟兄咧，就過嚟我屋企。
And this brother I've been discipling for the last 2 years。
咁喺過去兩年咧，我就一路喺度同佢同行啦，教導佢。
Doctor Patrick, come to my home. You need to come to my home。
咁佢就同我講：浩流，你嚟我屋企啦，你需要嚟我屋企。
I thought this is strange. My wife is very sad. I should be with her, not with you.
我就唔係好明白啦，因為我個太太好傷心，我應該去陪伴佢。我點解要去到你屋企咧？咁佢就咁樣同我講。
He said, "Come to my home, I will cry with you."
嚟我屋企，我會同你一齊同哭。
He said, "In our culture, a husband cannot cry in front of his wife."
喺我哋嘅文化當中，一個丈夫係唔可以喺妻子面前喊。
But I know you are sad.
但系我知道你好悲，你好悲伤。
Come to my home and let us cry together.
我知道你好伤心，我邀请你嚟我屋企，我哋可以一齐去喊。
This is a Pakistani brother who doesn't share my culture. No.
呢一位系一位巴基斯坦嘅弟兄，佢同我嘅文化系唔同。
He cared for me as a brother in Christ. That is what it means by brought near.
但是作为一位的弟兄，他是深深地关心我。
Now, I'll skip this one because of time. But not only brought near, but also reconciled to God and reconciled to one another.
不单只是被得亲近、得接近，而是去跟神去和好。
和好。Because Paul said that Christ has destroy the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. Christ has destroyed. Destroy is a very strong word.
Because
we're not only reconciled to God, but to one another together.
就讲到我哋唔单止系同神和好，而系同我哋彼此都和好啦。
Now I attended the Third Lausanne Congress in Cape Town in 2010.
咁喺南
Third Lausanne Congress for World Evangelization.
咁咧喺2010年嘅時候咧，我就參加喺南非舉行嘅呢個嘅洛桑嘅福音大會。
More than 4,000 leaders, Christian leaders were there from around the world. 4,000 people.
超過4,000位嘅基督教領袖咧，全球基督教領袖咧就參加呢個嘅大會，係一個好好嘅經歷。
And every session, of course, we worship God. We sang songs in different languages.
咁當然每一次嘅講座之前咧，我哋都會有唱詩讚美神嘅一段時間。
So the first evening featured African language. We sang in African songs.
咁第一晚咧，我哋就唱南非嘅語言嘅一首歌。
Spanish, German, Japanese, whatever.
咁咧之後咧，我哋都有唱日文啦、德文啦、西班牙文啦，唔同嘅語言嘅歌。
We still have not sung any Chinese songs.
但係咧，到咗第四日，我哋都未唱任何一首嘅中文歌。
Hear the murmuring from some of our Chinese brothers and sisters.
咁當時咧就聽到一啲嘅華人弟兄姊妹咧就喺度講啦。
We are the largest ethnic groups in the world. Why are we not singing Chinese songs?
我哋係全球最大嘅一個民族，點解我哋冇唱華語歌噶？中文歌嘅。
I tell you, when I heard that, I went back to my room, knelt before God, and say, Lord, forgive my sins and forgive the sins of our tribe, so to speak, of my people.
我聽到呢啲話嘅時候，我就翻到去我間房度去。痛哭去祈祷，求神去饶恕我哋，饶恕我哋嘅骄傲。
Against you because of our pride.
我哋因为我哋嘅骄傲，我哋得罪咗你。
And this is the prayer I made to God on that night.
当时我就咁样同神祈祷。
I said, Lord, if throughout the 10 days of conference we don't sing Chinese songs, no Chinese songs.
我就祈祷神，就算我哋呢个大会当中，我哋一首中文歌都唔唱。
But we sing songs that belong to other smaller groups, smaller people, smaller groups.
但系我哋唱其他族群、其他细啲嘅族群嘅一啲嘅歌曲。而佢哋就因为咁样而被鼓励嘅话。
Honor to God. That was my prayer.
呢个系几咁荣耀上帝嘅一件事情。
Because we've been brought near, we are reconciled to one another.
因为咁样，我哋可以去亲近彼此，我哋可以去同弟兄姊妹有和好嘅时间。
Household family，
我哋咧就系可以一齐去做神家里嘅人。
Not only we are reconciled to one another, we are family members together。
我哋唔单止系和好，而系变成一个家，一个家里面嘅人。
Verse 19。
咁喺第十九節。
No longer foreigners, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of His household. That is members of the family. In verse 19, chapter 2.
這樣你們不再作外人和客旅，係與聖徒同國，係神家裏的人了。
You're no longer an outsider, but insider. You are family.
你唔再係外面嘅人，你而家已經係變成自己人啦。
When I was a little boy, my father took our family on a lovely holiday. I think I was about 7 years old at that time.
咁我記得咧，我大概七歲嘅時候咧，我個爸爸咧就帶我哋成家咧一齊去旅行。
We stay in a very nice hotel.
咁咧，我哋咧就住喺一間好靚嘅酒店。
Now I had never stayed in a hotel before.
咁我當時咧成世人，咁我成世人咧第一次住酒店就係我七歲嗰時，喺間好靚嘅酒店。
When I entered the room,
咁我一入到去間房裡面。
I said, "Wow! I thought that was heaven."
哇！我就覺得好似天堂咁。
And I asked my father, "Well, can we stay here forever?"
我就問爸爸啦，我哋可唔可以永遠住喺呢度咧
？That hotel is a very special thing. There's a little button inside the room in the middle that controls the curtain. You can open and close, open and close.
咁咧，我記得咧，當時咧嗰間房嗰個窗簾咧係有一個遙控嘅，咁咧你就可以撳一個掣啦，咁就可以咧。去控制嗰個嘅窗簾啦，就可以開關開關咁樣去玩個窗簾。我就成日喺度玩緊，我覺得咧真係好好好好玩。
When I grew up, my perspective changed.
但係當我長大之後咧，我個諗法咧就改變啦。
Hotel can be pleasant for a few days.
喺酒店住咧係幾開心嘅，係幾舒服嘅。
Sometimes you want to go home.
但係咧就住幾日就好啦。如果咧長期嚟講咧，都係想翻到家裡面。家就係我哋心裏面所屬嘅。
for a home, a family, even a spiritual home that we belong. Spiritual home.
我哋係有一個期待，係有一個誒，係好需要一份嘅歸屬感。
Of course, Karl Marx's theory of alienation, you know, talks about, you know, class divisions and alienation from one another. That's Karl Marx's theory.
咁馬克思咧，佢咧都有佢自己嘅呢個嘅理論啦，就係講到唔同嘅階層嘅。
Of our alienation, because we are alienated from God.
咁佢咧就冇講到咧，點解我哋會同彼此去隔絕嘅，係因為我哋係同神去隔絕咗。
But God is reminding us that we are family.
但係咧喺聖經當中，神係提醒我哋，我哋係一家人。
What is God calling creation to do involved in mission? What is the ultimate goal?
神係要華恩堂要我哋教會去做啲乜嘢咧？係
is to call all people and nations to be part of God's family.
係要同其他人萬國萬各國各族去同佢哋講分享神嘅愛，係讓佢哋翻到嚟神嘅家當中。咁我哋咧就繼續講到第十九第。到二十二節啦。
Not only they are fellow citizens, not only they are members of God's household, but finally they are God's temple. That is the final image, temple.
咁咧就講到咧，猶太人同埋外邦人咧，唔單止係神國嘅人啦，唔單止係神嘅家嘅人，而係神嘅殿嘅一部分。
20 and 21, in Him the whole building is joined together.And rises to become a holy temple. We are God's temple.
凡靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为神嘅圣殿。
God describes the characteristics of this temple. There are three aspects of this temple.
咁咧，保罗咧亦都咧去讲到神嘅殿咧系有三个嘅特质。
First, it is Christ-centered. This temple has to be Christ-centered.
第一，佢系要以基督为中心。
Two is truth-based because it's built on the teachings of the apostles and the prophets.
第二系要以神嘅话语去作为根基。
Because it's growing together, being built together.
第三系要有活泼成长嘅生命，因为佢哋系一齐去共同去成长嘅。咁保罗要提醒我哋嘅系咩咧
？God is not tied to a building. No, it's not about a building.
神唔系捆绑于一个嘅建筑物当中，
建筑物。But God is committed to His people, a new society, a new humanity where God lives by His Spirit.
而系佢系去联系住一个嘅群体，佢嘅圣灵系同个群体一齐嘅，系同佢所拣选嘅子民一齐。
Christian Church, including Grace Church.Is joining hands with churches in Latin America, Africa, and India and beyond in proclaiming the gospel together.
我哋好感恩亚洲嘅教会咧，佢哋系联同拉丁美洲啦、非洲啦、南美洲、印度咧呢啲唔同嘅教会咧，一齐咧去宣扬神嘅话语。
So Grace Church is part of the global movement by God's global people.
华恩堂系喺呢个嘅宣教运动当中去参与。
This picture is very special. It's called koala, not K, right? Not the 澳洲的 koala.
咁咧呢个嘅图画咧就系讲到 koala。
You know what koala?
就唔系我哋知道嘅动物 koala。
Asia, Latin America, and Africa. That is what it means. Christ over.
这个呢就讲到呢 Christ over Africa and Latin America.
Now, I had a meeting with all these leaders from around the world.
咁我好有荣幸可以同呢啲唔同嘅基督教嘅领袖呢去有呢个嘅大会。
Build a new society, new humanity, God's temple. Every tribe and nations being part of God's family. That is the ultimate goal.
我哋咧係好期盼世界各國族咧都可以係喺神嘅呢個嘅國度裏面一齊有份參與。
And I believe that God has given a new horizon for gracious, a new horizon, a new outlook.
相信神係俾華恩堂一個新嘅景象、新嘅意象。
We are connected with the global family of Jesus Christ, not just Singapore. Beyond.
我哋系同国际其他嘅国家一齐系有联系嘅。
We are locally rooted but internationally connected.
我哋系要扎根本地去联系国际。
And I say before, Christ has destroyed the wall of hostility.
咁咧，神系已经拆毁咗我哋嘅我哋之间嘅墙。
Rebuild those walls.
让我哋唔好去再重建呢啲嘅墙。
I must finish. I must conclude. Hang on. The last page is missing. There should be a last page. Okay. Sorry.Away the last page. Just reminding me time is up, that's why. Can't speak anymore. Maybe if I speak 5 minutes more, I'll be ejected out. Yeah, I don't know. Now, just to conclude, the last page actually is the first page. That will be the same thing. But anyway, Jesus is Lord. Indeed.
He chose
us before the creation of the world. And of course, in Christ,We have received every spiritual blessing.
而喺基督里，我哋已经接受咗所有天上地下嘅各样福分。
New society, God's new humanity, God's holy temple.
我哋系神嘅新嘅族群，我哋系新嘅社嘅群体，我哋系佢嘅圣殿。
Blessings with others.
我哋被呼召去同人去分享呢啲嘅福气。
Let me end by giving you one thought for you to think about. One thought, you think about it.
咁咧就想同大家即系有去思考一下一啲嘢。
The greatest joy in the desert is finding water.
咁如果你喺沙漠当中咧，你最大嘅你最开心咧就系揾到水。
The greatest sorrow is finding the water and telling no one.
而最悲哀嘅一件事情咧，就系揾到水之后咧就唔同任何人讲。
The good news.
我哋系要让全世界知道呢个嘅好消息。
May we move forward with conviction and excitement and joy in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
让我哋咧继续咧去有信心，去坚信，而系好兴奋咁样去同其他人去分享福音。阿门。